Welcome to the Assemblée Dance Studio podcast, your go-to source for bite-sized lessons in growing and running your dance studio. I'm your host, Claire O'Shea, and I'm a dance studio owner and business coach, helping you grow your dance studio simply and successfully so you can reach more students, grow your business, and become the go-to dance studio in your area. Do you love the podcast content but are looking to get a bit more one-on-one strategy? If that is the case, I really encourage you to check out our monthly masterclasses. Each month, I dive into a specific topic that is going to help you and your dance studio reach the next level. So if you're interested in finding more about that, head to assembleedancestudiocoaching.com/masterclass. Again, each month is a specific topic catered to you and your dance studio, all about how to grow and create a bigger, more successful, just more streamlined dance studio. And if that's something you're interested in, you can buy a one-off masterclass. So if you can sort of pick and choose to what topics suit your interest, or alternatively, you can sign up for our membership to our masterclass, which is a discounted monthly price. So whatever you are interested in joining us for, you can check that out at assembleedancestudiocoaching.com/masterclass. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any of my episodes released weekly. Hey guys, it's Claire O'Shea here, and welcome back to another episode of the Assemblée Dance Studio Coaching Podcast. In today's episode, we are jumping into all things summer holiday preparation. And for our friends in the Northern Hemisphere, it would be going into their winter. So all of these tips and strategies for today can be applied to any season, really. But I would say with our Australian friends and listeners, we are going into our big summer vacation time, and often it has been the norm for there to be a big break. So I wanted to kind of challenge your thoughts on that and give you a couple of ideas to make sure that this time is a really stress-free financial time for you and can really set you up and lead you into the next year. So if that is something that's you're interested in and you are working on, or you probably should be working on very soon, be sure to listen to today's episode. So joining me on the show today, as always, is lovely Mariah. And we are talking all things summer holiday camps and workshops and preparation. Now, Mariah, do you have a top tip in order for there to be a successful summer holiday camp?
Start earlier than you think.
Yeah. Okay. So someone's listening. They're like, drats. But start now.
Start
minimum.
Now.
Or at least you've been thinking about it. You've already
won. Well done for clicking on this episode. It's time to start.
Okay. So that's really an important tip. Start early and you'll probably have more success, yes. Really. Now, we've talked about this on other episodes as well, like the concept of like it being normal to shut down for like 8 to 10 weeks is so bizarre.
It is so bizarre. Like
no other business does that.
No. And you think about it more when you're like a full-time staff or the owner or something like that. And like, I'm like, why are we expected to shut for 6 weeks? It's like, so is that weird. Normal? No, it's not.
It's not normal.
No other business does it. So why do we?
I think in Australia, that's different to the US, is that we have our Christmas and New Year right in the middle.
Yeah.
So it's not, I know in the States, it's like they have the transition of the school year, but there's not, and they have like 4th of July and stuff like that. Yeah. But there's not like a massive period where it's like custom to shut down.
Yeah.
So it does kind of break up, you know, there's like a 2 week period or like a 10 day period at least where most people are either off, away and won't want to be attending dance, which is totally fine. Yeah. But we in particular are looking into a different model this year where we essentially offer summer school. So it's like a term 5.
Yeah.
That's split up into, you know, 2 shorter sessions across before, like in December and January, and with the gap in the middle.
Yeah.
And then still doing our summer camps, which is sort of our day program, you know, depending on the time. So we're looking at a bit of a hybrid model this year, and it's something that I hope is successful and know will be successful because it is bit of behind the scenes. It is early July and we are recording this now for you guys, but we are also like in my studio already sort of thinking about it. We're not working on it actively, but it's in the back of our mind and we're trying to, you know, plan out what we think would be a good way to go about it. So some things to consider is, again, thinking about what your goals and objectives are for that time. And it is dependent as well on the type of studio you have and the type of location you own. If you don't have a commercial lease, you probably don't have rent over that time. So it might be a really nice opportunity for you to have a large break and go for it. But if you're like me and have a lease and you have to pay rent no matter what, there's a certain amount of money that we need to make the business viable. And yes, often people rely on like the concert revenue and that does help a lot, but it shouldn't, you shouldn't be catching up, I think, from the previous year always.
Yeah.
That makes it just, you always start January on a really bad foot if that's the case.
Yeah.
So that's something that we are sort of done with, and we're wanting to make the business maybe more of like a an all year round model eventually. Potentially it's something to consider. And I know people who do that and it works really well. So again, think about your goals and objectives and then consider, you know, whether you have to meet a certain financial requirement and then how do you go about doing that? And I've been upfront and honest with the team about that and gone about doing that. So when you're going about planning your summer programs and workshops, have a think about offering specialized summer programs with different interests and age groups. You could consider themed classes, intensives, technique workshops, performance-focused programs, and promote them and market them with a big enough lead-up. And I think that's sort of the main thing that Mariah mentioned. And Mariah, would you say the main way we do that is through like social media, email marketing? What else?
Yep. Definitely Facebook advertising was really key for our last camp that just went, that really helped us with gaining more people. And as I said, starting really early because parents like to plan for those holiday periods.
Yes. Most of the time.
Yeah. So yes, email marketing, Facebook advertising, your general organic social media, and just signs around your studios and things like that.
For us as well, we'll have our concert right before. So we have a captive audience. So we should probably have like pull up banners and things like that right in the entry where people are walking past. And, you know, it's a great Christmas gift for people to get, you know, versus another plastic toy. Like, why don't you give them an experience? And that's something that I think we will, I can imagine a pull up banner with a big like red ribbon. I can imagine it now. And again, even though, yes, I'm talking about how to make this financially viable for you and your business, I think it's also just thinking about the way that it sort of creates this customer mindset. And I think it really, really, really can benefit you in retaining your students and attracting new ones, because if you're not, it's not something that's done in our area, and Christmas holidays is a long time. So people might be looking for new things to try, or potentially they don't have the opportunity to do it in the regular school year.
Exactly.
So it might be the time to do it then and there. And again, even though they might not sign up for the whole year, that's okay. Like, it's still going to be a customer and a client. They might come back year after year during that time.
Yeah.
So that's something to consider. Again, if you're looking at ways to try and boost this enrollment, you might consider making it a requirement for certain performance teams or programs or exam students or solo students. It would just be something I'd recommend sharing as much as in advance so people can prepare for it. And of course, there's probably going to be exceptions for certain holidays or vacations. As long as you have a sort of guideline or rule in place, it can be a great way to kind of get students involved. And then lastly, it's sort of talking about managing staff and scheduling. So if you have full-time staff, again, you're probably going to be taking holidays during that period at some point, but it might be easier to kind of assign people where needed. Yeah. Or if not, again, it's just getting in early and asking who's going to be around or who's wanting to work and have those hours and sort of locking that in early enough, or even sometimes using that opportunity to have a guest teacher or someone like that, because it's, you know, a bit more exciting and enticing. So that's something to consider. And then lastly, evaluating how it went, asking your clients beforehand what they want, and then afterwards evaluating how it went to try and make changes and streamline it for the next year. But I would say, don't just do it once and expect it to happen. You need to commit and do it and make a few changes year after year.
Yeah.
That's a bit of an insight. We'll be doing more about that in weeks and months to come. But I hope you found today super helpful. Look forward to speaking with you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Assemblée Dance Studio Coaching Podcast with your host, me, Claire O'Shea. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it on your stories on Instagram and tag the show or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Assemble Dance Studio Coaching. Tune in next week for another episode all about helping you grow your dance studio simply and successfully so you can reach more students, grow your business, and become the go-to dance studio in your area. See you then!